أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير Sadaqallahul Azim. In Surah Shura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلِذَلِكَ فَدْعُوا وَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتِ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كِتَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there, just one or two portions of the verse, وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not follow their desires, the desires, number one, of the Quraysh of Makkah, number two, the desires of all those who have made their desires, their gods, their deities, their idols, the object of worship. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about disbelievers, that their gods, their idols, their object of worship, they have their source of inspiration has been their own desires. Now, do not follow their desires, but what you should do is you should say to them very clearly that I have brought iman in whatever kitab that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has revealed. Whatever those kitabs be, in other words, the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه, that the Rasul, Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has brought iman in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to him, that is the Quran Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were many responsibilities that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with regards to the Quran. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. One was this, that the Quran was revealed to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the responsibility of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to explain this Quran, was to explain this kitab, the revelation, to the ummah. Obviously, the first was the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then from them, the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had learned this Quran. What is the foundation of all of this? Number one is to bring iman in this kitab, in the Quran Sharif. Now these are the terminating verses of the surah, Surah Al-Baqarah. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced this Quran, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that this is the book in which there is absolutely no doubt. There is no doubt that this kitab had come down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the revelation, this is the kalam, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kalamullah. This is the kitabullah, this is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In it are the ordainments of Allah, the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this world, we have options and we have choices. There are different perspectives, there are different ideologies, there are different concepts in this world, and that had remained at all times. One is the concept, the ideology, the deen that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed to the various anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, the last of it being the Quran Sharif. That is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants. But in contrast to all of this, in opposition to the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people will come with concepts, people will come with ideologies, they will come with different perspectives with regards to the ideal life. and there is no ideal life but that life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed. There is no belief but that belief which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to believe. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the very founding of the Iman and the very foundation of deen is this, that number one, to bring Iman in this kitab. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the believers, then Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ, those who have brought Iman in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what Allah ta'ala had revealed to those Anbiya alayhi musallat wa sallam before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the very foundation of our Iman, that is the very foundation of our belief, and in that foundation we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the beginning of the Quran to the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this very great command. And in actual fact, it is an honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to bring Iman in the Tawheed, in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and only, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone, both in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's being and also in the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal mu'minun, and the believers had also brought Iman, Iman bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi, in that which was revealed by and from the Rabb, and that is the Quran Sharif that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. The first believers obviously were the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken originally about the Iman of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this Quran, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the Iman of the believers. Now here is a very, very great da'wah that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is giving you and I. That the very basic and the very fundamental is this, that we bring Iman in this Quran. That this is our everything. This is our day, this is our night. This is our work, this is our domestic life, this is our business life, this is our political life, inside our homes, outside our homes. What is our code of conduct? That is this kitab, the Quran Sharif that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed upon our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the hadith it comes, when this verse was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has the right that we believe in it, we believe in the Quran, and we believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to give this haqq to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that this Iman in the Quran is firmly embedded in our hearts. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, when these verses were revealed, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has praised you. This is an honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has testified his Iman. Number two for the believers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testifies to the fact that they have brought Iman in this Quran, in this kitab. So ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you ask, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued then the recitation of the next verse, in which the du'as are taught to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that way, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed his appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in short and in brief, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ والمؤمنون, that the Rasul Hazrat Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought Iman in what was revealed to him from his Rabb, and that is the Quran Sharif. والمؤمنون, known, and the believers have also brought iman in this Quran Sharif. The first being the Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and then thereafter whoever followed in bringing iman in this Quran. And the message is very, very clear that let us try and rejuvenate and refreshen our iman, refocus ourselves, that this becomes our code of conduct, this becomes our constitution, this becomes the kitab by which we will live in this world, and inshallah we leave this world with our amal, our actions and our iman on this kitab. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq.